Sri Lanka's government has sealed off the relief camps in the country's north to most visitors, including foreign journalists. But eyewitnesses say they're becoming overcrowded and that they lack supplies of drinkable water. Not true, says Mahinda Samarasinghe, Sri Lanka's Minister of Disaster Management, the government agency in charge of the camps. Samarasinghe dismissed media reports that a humanitarian crisis was looming. In a heated moment, he berated at least one foreign journalist at a recent press conference for his story in a British newspaper that suggested the relief camps were similar to concentration camps.
Sri Lanka was accused yesterday of planning concentration camps to hold 200,000 ethnic Tamil refugees from its northeastern conflict zone for up to 3 years. These type of people, when they write these kinds of articles, should be made accountable.
He says Sri Lanka's government is working with the United Nations and several non-governmental agencies to make sure the relief camps have enough food, clean water, medicine, mosquito nets, and toiletries. The UN says as many as 250,000 people remain trapped in the war zone. Many of them are expected to filter into the relief camps as the fighting intensifies. But Sri Lanka's government has said that only about 75,000 people remain in the war-affected areas. That's a big discrepancy in numbers, so how many people are they preparing for? Again, Mr. Samarasinghe.
We are looking to ensure that we can receive up to 150,000 people. We will be working on the high side because that's a principle when it comes to disaster management.
For many, just getting to a relief camp has its own risks. At least one woman was killed and at least 13 others were wounded in a pre-dawn grenade attack on a bus carrying civilians out of the war zone on Saturday, Sri Lanka's defense ministry said. Sri Lanka's military blamed the attack on the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, which it says is trying to prevent civilians from seeking shelter in government-controlled areas, a charge the Tamil Tigers deny. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Colombo.